10,169, Louis G. Thibault Jr., southeast of Road 421, 1,375 feet north of Road 424. A special use exception to place a windmill.
Louis G. Thibault Jr., 21128 Cage Camp Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear affirm the testimony about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Gentlemen, I come in front of you tonight and ask for a variance so I can put a wind generator up at my home. You know, the way the electric's getting and the gas and everything else, I want to put a 40-foot tower up and put a 3.7-watt generator on the top of it to power my house. Our electric bill is $450 a month, and it's going up. It's, I think, something that's going to be coming to the whole East Coast. I know there's some talk about putting the wind generators up off the beach, but this is just a small one enough to power my house. I live on 4.2 acres. I have a big house and a big garage, and I think it would benefit the surrounding area. I mean, it's not an unsightly look. I mean, they look decent. There's a man that lives about 3 miles from me. He has one. And he didn't need to get a, he got a building permit, but he didn't have to get a special variance because he's on more than 5 acres. If I do get approved tonight, I wish the board would consider the rules and regulations for Sussex County to maybe let other people have these in their yards, because right now it's my understanding that you have to have 5 acres. And I really, myself personally, don't think that you need to have 5 acres to put one of these up. It's nothing more than a big TV tower or a TV antenna that people put on their houses for years and years. It's hooked into the power grid, and hopefully it'll lower my electric bill.
So are you putting two of them up or one?
I'm wanting to put two of them up.
I'm going to put two of them up.
Yes, sir.
I see you got two pads.
Yes. I don't need any variances for setbacks or anything out like that. I mean, I'm on 4.2 acres. I have tons of room. The reason I put down two is they put about 400 watts back into the power grid a month. I'm burning about 2,500 watts a month in the house. My house has geothermal heat. I mean, I've tried to keep my electric bill down, but I have 5 children, and they know, the only thing they know is the up on the switch. They don't know the down, and I'm trying to break them of that now.
When they start paying the bills, it'll change.
I wish you really would consider the way the regulation's written now. I'm not asking you to change that tonight.
We don't have the power to do that. You have to see your councilman for that.
If you address that with your county councilman, then they can change the ordinance. We can't.
Right.
There's nothing.
I don't know which way to go. I mean, if it was up in my business, then yeah.
That's a way to change it, in a blanket sort of way. Otherwise, we you know, look at them on an individual basis.
So we need to go to the county council?
Mm-hmm. Ask them to change the ordinance.
When do they meet?
Tomorrow morning.
Tuesday. Okay. Right here in the same room.
But you probably want to check with the office to see if you can get on their agenda.
Okay.
That's where you'd want to start with.
But I think it's something that we all, as citizens, ought to start considering, because the way the power and the electric and the gas and the fuel is going out of sight, I mean, mm-hmm. It's getting to the point where you can hardly afford to go out and jump in your car and get down the road.
That's true.
I can go this far as just as a side note here, Greg. If you come see me, I'll make sure you get a copy of the ordinance that you can go see the front office and say, when can I present this and make your changes to that.
Okay.
Okay? I can give you that.
I mean, they're very quiet. Greg has one at his house, and I saw it at his house. He lives on 9-foot road out of Dagsboro. And my wife and I, when we go down the beach, we stop and watch and just watch it how fast it's going. And he told me tonight that his electric bill is only, what, $110 a month.
Perhaps he'd like to come up and explain how at his house it didn't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. Therefore, the burden is lessened on you to do so.
Do what now?
When you applied, it should have been explained to you that the burden is on you to show that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Right.
He has one. He could probably do that for you.
Okay. Well, I have fields the whole way around me. You want to come up, Greg?
Sure.
While he's coming up, Mr. Tebow, you mentioned that the tower itself was going to be 40 feet.
Yes.
Keep in mind that the county's height limit is 42 feet. So, if it, huh? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, we're right. Right.
Right.
What is towers? What is the height limit?
150.
Right?
Yeah, 150
per tower.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
A windmill. This is the first time I've been here, so you have to tell me what I need to do, please.
You can give her your name and address first.
Gregory Manosh.
Can you spell your last name for me?
Manoch.
Any
address?
Yes.
Yep.
25732 Tinnens Lane. It's in Dagsboro.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Have a seat for the podium.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay. Did you understand what I said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please stand.
My name is Greg Manosh, Dagsboro, Delaware. I don't really know where to start and begin in a sense, but I saw an article in 2006 in Popular Mechanics magazine. Talked about this new technology that allows a wind turbine to plug right directly into the grid. Earlier models were made to as battery backup, battery storage. It's a very unique wind turbine. It's a company out of Flagstaff, Arizona. I copied that for you gentlemen so you could have an idea of a look and some performance numbers. As some bullets on the front, it states that it's designed for quiet operation. It blends into the environment. It also has a long maintenance-free life to it. It has a 5-year minimum warranty. And then from the manual, it also states that at a 19 mile an hour wind per month, it has a 20-year maintenance-free life to it. So I don't believe I'm going to get 19 miles an hour a month. So I'm probably figuring another 2 to 3 years of maintenance-free life. That's a great bullet for people who are interested in doing something to help the environment.
With all due respect, and we can appreciate all those nice things, the burden on the applicant is to show where the windmill will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. What's been the effect of your windmill on neighboring and adjacent properties?
Everybody wants one. Everybody would like one. I mean, my neighbors are family, so they've been waiting for the performance effects from it to see how it's affected my bill.
So is it a safe assumption to say that it's substantially affected positively the use?
Positively, no negative effect. Okay. It's a very... That pole, and what's nice too is that there are no guide wires to that pole, so it only occupies, my pad is 7 feet by 7 feet by 3 feet deep. With no guide wires, it's just one single monopole, so it doesn't take up a whole lot of room. It is a very nice
aesthetically
design and presentation for a wind turbine, and with the blades being turned like that, it really has a cool effect. Sitting out there spinning, even if it's not, we don't have wind all the time, but it is a very attractive windmill. That's a black and white picture, but I think it gives you a good idea of how it is clean, it's simple, and I don't think it would adversely affect anybody's property value, especially his. He is in the wide open expanse area where good wind is, and I think that you should approve his application.
Thank you.
Sir, what's the height of yours?
I'm sorry?
What's your height?
That's a 33-foot tower, and with the blades and the height of the turbine, it's roughly 35 to the turbine. The diameter of the blades is 12 feet, so it'd be an additional 6-foot blade, so somewhere around 42 feet maybe.
42 feet.
From the height of the arc of the blade, yes, sir.
Can you go a higher pole than that, too, still standing?
Absolutely, yep. I think in there, on the second page somewhere, it talks about height for the tower. They have some designed up to 100 feet. Obviously, for small business and certainly residential, that would be an economic restriction to most people, whereas the cost of material, that being galvanized steel, has gone up in shipping. I don't think most people that you probably would get here for an application with less than 5 acres would probably have anything more than a 45 to 50-foot tower.
The pole construction is galvanized steel?
Yes, sir. It weighs about 900 pounds. Since I've purchased it, the price of the pole's gone up about $400 for materials and shipping. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty amazing. It sits on 8 anchor bolts, so there's a little bit of height above the pad, plus the pad sits out about 8 inches out of the ground.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further questions then, Mr. Miller?
That's it.
Okay. We're hearing none. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant is showing that request won't substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I make a motion that we approve case number 10,169 for 2 windmills.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,169. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Don't stop there. Work on the ordinance.
I will, but I have to go to Washington tomorrow, but I'll come and see you Thursday.
Get it for you. Right.
Thanks, Thursday. Bud.
Okay.